This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shuley's with us, medical doctor. Dr. Shuley, during when a couple is planning conception, they want to have a child, are there some protocols that you would recommend to give that child the best chance for being the best that couple could produce? Is there a protocol that you'd recommend prior to pregnancy?
Yes. Interestingly, I wrote a little protocol recently. If they're taking birth control pills, stop 6 months before you get pregnant. Use a diaphragm as spermicidal jelly or whatever. There's some evidence that it screws up your general endocrine physiology for at least 6 months. Secondly, have all good habits. Normal weight. Do not be 1 pound above a body mass index of 24. Third, eat 8 servings of fruits, mainly vegetables and a little fruit a day. Next, exercise a minimum of 30 minutes a day. Next, sleep 8 hours every night. In other words, prepare your body optimally for pregnancy.
And how important is sleep? Because some people think that they can get by with, 6 hours, those kinds of numbers. What are your thoughts about not having enough sleep?
Or less have the same more accidents than people who are drunk and on drugs. So sleep is essential for brain health.
Okay. And what about during pregnancy? So this is getting ready, preparing to have a child. So stop the birth control 6 months ahead of time. Make sure you have 30 minutes of exercise minimum, 8 servings of fruit and vegetables, plenty of sleep, 8 hours or so, I believe is what you said. And, all good health habits, not being overweight. That's before getting pregnant. Now, what about during pregnancy? What does she need to do?
Same health habits. Stay good.
Okay. And then what about nursing, Dr. Shuley? I mean, we all love chocolate, right? Some of us love licorice. Some of us, are addicted to candy. Some smoke, right? What about that during nursing and during? Okay.
Harm. Period.
Okay. So no candy, no smoking, alcohol.
No, I would not recommend it while you're pregnant.
Okay. All right. And how about while nursing? Or do you have any additional recommendations while mom is nursing?
Well, continue good habits.
Okay.
Period.
How important is mother's milk as compared to the scientifically lab-engineered, factory-produced formula for babies?
Infinitely better. All kinds of antibodies and other natural things that are good for health that you can't get out of a bottle, even cow's milk.
Okay. All right. So it sounds to me like we talked about the protocol prior to getting pregnant. Same protocol for during pregnancy, same protocol while nursing, and mom needs to nurse that baby, if at all possible, as compared with buying formula, which might be a lot more convenient for some people if they go to work and drop their child off at I guess they call that daycare. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know why. Well, what are your thoughts about, having someone else raise your child, Dr. Shuley? I'm totally against it. What are your thoughts?
Well, I am, too. One of the reasons that we moved to a farm was to have a place where the mother could stay at home instead of working at a hospital. She's a nurse. And I wanted her to be at home with kids, so we bought a farm and raised horses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and your children got a chance to spend time with mom, right?
Yes.
And dad, right?
Yep.
Okay. And did you not have your clinic at your farm as well?
Well, initially I did not, but after a couple of years I did, yes.
Okay. And, Dr. Shuley, it sure is nice being able to get up in the morning, get out of bed, and walk, I don't know, 100 feet to work.
Yeah.
And that's when we were in Virginia. We had a factory where we manufactured computers on our farm. And I could walk out the kitchen door and be at work within 100 feet. And it was really delightful. There was no commute. And it worked so well because I could see the children all the time, and they spent time with me and Mrs. Finelli in our factory. Now, our factory is not one that had machines that were pounding and banging and dust and smoke and nothing like that. It was carpeted, it was clean, and it was quiet, and we had soft, classical music running in the background. So that was the environment, and everything was a lesson in that environment. Dr. Shuley, I was talking with Gwyneth over the weekend, Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia, and she had some questions for you regarding protein. She and several of the instructors are convinced everything's getting worse. The supply chain is getting worse. We are going to have to be more and more dependent on ourselves and our family for everything, meaning growing what we eat, raising chickens, animals, etc., for food, and being more independent from the supply chain, from the system. I absolutely believe that as well.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. And so she had a question about protein. Going forward, where do we get protein? And so here were some of her questions kind of wrapped up in a discussion. So we need protein, but we can't all raise cows and we can't, have beef at the ready. And she was thinking that four eggs, because four eggs in about 21 days can be four chicks. And so the amount of protein in four eggs, she was thinking, might be about the same as a medium steak beef.
It's a little bit less. It's two eggs will have 10 grams of protein. So four would have 20 grams of protein. And it's a high, quality protein.
Okay. So would four eggs a day be somewhat equivalent or not enough protein?
Not enough. You need about 50 grams of protein a day.
Okay, so where else do we get the protein, Dr. Shuley?
Well, legumes, peas, that family is the best of the plants for quality protein. Hemp, interesting seeds, is a quality program protein. But basically, other than legumes and hemp seed, the quality protein comes from animals, fish, or not.
Okay, fish, chicken, lamb, beef.
Beef, pork.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Of the animal proteins, Dr. Shealy, regardless of taste, what is the best choice per unit of measure? So if we're talking ounces, are we better off with chicken, pork, beef?
Fish.
Lamb, fish.
Fish is
number one.
Definitely better, okay. Better protein for the brain, especially.
Okay, so fish is number one. Now, what if you don't eat fish? Are you still going to be
okay? Well, you'd be okay eating chicken and beef and things like that. It's just that you're missing, especially L-taurine, an amino acid that's considered conditionally essential. I consider it essential, period.
Okay, so L-taurine is essential, and that's in fish?
Yeah, it's highest in fish.
Okay. Is it in chicken and beef and pork as well?
Bit. Yeah, but not as much. But it's
so not actually
in vegetables. No taurine in vegetables.
Okay. So here's what I'm reading between the lines. So to be somewhat independent, we absolutely positively have to have our own garden. And we have to have a pond for raising fish.
Ideal.
Is that right?
Ideal, yeah.
Okay. What about, you know, we had a couple guys, Alan Busick and Franco Malaya at our Get Prepared Expo, and they were exhibiting aquaponics. So they threw their vegetable peels into a wooden crate, if you will, a bin, and they put some dirt in there, and worms just appeared, and you know, bugs appeared, and they would take those bugs and they would feed the bugs to the fish in the fish tanks. So they had and they had plants to help provide some oxygen in the fish tanks. So they had the fish and the plants in a kind of a symbiotic relationship, and they'd use the fish poop to fertilize the plants. So it sort of was not quite completely a closed system, but it was semi-closed. Is raising fish that way as good as raising fish in a pond where it's completely natural, the sunlight, you know, the warm sun, the cool evenings, you know, in a fish pond as you would have at your farm, as we have at our farm right here? Are we better off with pond raised fish or artificially raised fish, you know, in a aquaponics system?
Would be better.
Mm-hmm. Is that because of the silt and the sediment mixing with the water, the sun, you know, to put more nutrients in the water from the ground, if you will, under the pond, as the liner of the pond, as well as the sunlight, as well as the bird poop that flies, you know, birds flying over the pond, and then the vegetation that grows along the edge of the pond? Is it all that? Is that the difference?
Nature is the best.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's really interesting, class. No kidding. So if you just scoop out some ground and rain falls and makes a pond out of ground that you scooped, fish just show up. No kidding. They just show up. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, Dr. Shealy, I just talked with Mrs. Finelli and our son. They raced into the kitchen. They were out checking the cows this morning. And one of our mama cows just had twins. And so and normally that'd be a wonderful thing. But what typically happens is mama cows favor one and kick the other one to the curb. So one usually ends up dying. And so what we're doing is making sure that both, they're mixing up colostrum right now, and you have to do it within 24 hours of birth to make sure the calves have colostrum. Otherwise, they just flat out don't make it. So right now, they're going to be getting colostrum. So we just had twins, and which is wonderful because yesterday, one of our calves died. So looked like he got tetanus and died. So, you know, 400-pound calf. But we just have two more, and that's what farming is like, right, Dr. Shealy? There's birth and death, and it's a dose of reality, 24/7. It's not for the weak of heart. That's for sure, and certainly not for the timid. It's not like being a doctor, which is more birth and deaths and diseases. Dr. Shealy, how can you I don't know what the word is. How can you deal with all of the maladies that you know, patients come in with, and knowing in your mind what the prognosis really is, and sometimes it's not so good? Is there a way that you can prepare for that? Because it's got to be tough. It's got to be the toughest thing.
Well, you have to do the things that you think are safe. At the top of my list of every treatment is safety first. Now, in general, no drug is safe long term, but it can save your life in acute situations. You know, in a week or two, sometimes with antibiotics, antibiotics, for instance, but the top treatment long-term is safety, 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 and effectiveness. It has to be proof of having effect.
I agree. And that's why I was on your protocol to get me off of the medicines that were prescribed for me. And typically, I'm talking about the established system, doesn't really tell you that, here, take this, and they don't tell you that you're going to dwindle. You're going to get worse and worse and worse, and we're going to give you more and more and more, and you're going to get worse and worse and worse, and we're going to give you more meds to offset some of the symptoms, and it's like a downward spiral. And they don't tell you that, Dr. Shealy.
The number one difference in holism and conventional medicine is truth.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at some images on the internet of Vladimir Putin, and it is absolutely crystal clear to me, class, unless I'm looking at a body double. Vladimir Putin went from athlete to Santa Claus. And what I'm saying is, if you look at his body, he's gotten a round belly. His belly's protruding. His face is puffy. It's described as a moon face, which are all symptoms, as I've read them, of being on steroid drugs like prednisone for pain. And it's been rumored, and it's made the news, that he is being treated for cancer, and that he is on these drugs, and the I guess the visible proof is he's gotten really puffy and he's put on a lot of weight very, very quickly. Dr. Shealy, have you seen any of those images of Vladimir Putin that I'm talking about?
I have not. I avoid Putin.
Yeah. Okay. So it says here, headlines, Daily Mail. Putin is quote, Putin is suffering from roid rage, R-O-I-D, rage, from steroid treatment for cancer. Western spies believe his increasingly erratic behavior, bloated appearance, and absurd social distancing for visitors is a result of medical treatment. Intelligence sources suggest that Vladimir Putin could be suffering with cancer, Parkinson's disease, or dementia. The 69-year-old despot's bloated face and neck could be potential side effects of prolonged use of steroids. The Russian president's health condition has come into question over recent months, owing to his appearance. Putin recently repeatedly looked ashen and bloated with a pale complexion in his most recent public outings, end quote. We'll be right back. The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden's Supreme Court justice pick will start confirmation hearings this morning, Justice Thomas is spending a few days in a D.C. hospital for flu-like symptoms not related to COVID-19. China's Civil Aviation Administration is reporting a Chinese-owned Boeing 737 jetliner carrying roughly 130 people crashed in the mountains in southern China's Guangxi region on Monday. As the Ukrainian people and culture continues to get destroyed by Russian invaders, President Biden has added a stop in Poland to his trip this week in Europe for more talks with NATO and European allies. Biden will first travel to Brussels, then to Poland to meet President Duda next weekend. Russia has intensified its attempts to bombard Mariupol into surrender, but Ukrainian officials defiantly rejected a Russian demand that their forces in Mariupol lay down their arms and raise white flags Monday in exchange for safe passage out of the besieged port city. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel out of touch when your internet connection goes down? You're not alone. So when leaving Earth to go to the, let's say, moon or to Mars, soon the internet will be available to you when you head out. Startup company Aquarian Space has a goal to deliver high-speed internet at the moon and perhaps even Mars. The organization says it has raised $650,000 in startup money and plans to launch a lunar satellite by 2024. Aquarian says it plans to include space data for looking at space debris, tracking space weather, and providing scientific information from the moon and from Mars. President Zelensky of Ukraine is a hero to his people, resisting Russian aggression, destruction, and killing. The president was on CNN last night explaining how he tells his kids about the war.
My children know for sure what is happening, and I don't know whether it's good or bad. I have not explained anything to my children. First 2 days, we did not talk about it at all. And my family, and they did not ask questions. They were thinking about it themselves, of what is happening. They simply believe that the good shall prevail. It may seem banal, but... This is it. And in order to prevail, the good people have to sacrifice themselves.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding. One of today's hot. Keep it. God, you're take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us, class, and if you'd like to call Dr. Shuley's office and make an appointment for an in-person consultation or a telephone consultation or a Skype-type consultation, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. That's the telephone number for Dr. Shuley's clinic in Springfield, Missouri. And Dr. Shuley is there, and Dr. Sergey Shuley Soren is there as well. So that's 417-351-5221. If you'd like to go to Dr. Shuley's website, that's normshealy.com, normshealy.com. One word, normshealy.com. And Dr. Shuley, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Our son and I were talking, and he was reading an article about a scientist's thoughts on why we have not been visited by extraterrestrials or aliens, whatever you'd like to call them. And it was a really interesting thought that we were discussing, and that is, so why haven't aliens, you know, come here and made regular visits? And he said that the scientist was saying that the reason that extraterrestrials or aliens don't visit from, you know, out in space to Earth on a regular basis or even once or so is because when they get to the point where they have that much intelligence, that much knowledge, that much capability, they destroy themselves from within. They blow themselves up. It's kind of like what's happening in Ukraine, you know, Russia invading Ukraine and blowing up buildings in Ukraine. And I thought that was fascinating, and I'll bet you there's really something to that. Do you have any opinions on that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, obviously it's possible. If they're that smart, they're also that stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so the next thing is cravings. So I know that women who are pregnant seem to have a craving. They'll say they have to have pickles, or they have to have pickles and ice cream, or something that, you know, just right out of the blue, they have this craving for something to eat of a very specific nature. Is there something to the particular craving and a dietary need for that intake of that item?
Well, I don't know any research that would support that. So, I mean, find out what's the special in pickled anything. I'm not sure we could.
Okay, but you have heard of this, right?
Right.
Pregnant women.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Dr. Shuley, I have a book in my hand, and it's a fabulous book. It says, Practical Applications and Scientific Proof, The Future of Health, Energy Medicine by C. Norman Shuley, M.D., Ph.D., founding president of American Holistic Medical Association, author of Medical Intuition, Your Awakening to Wholeness. So I have this book, and thank you very much for this book. I've had it for years. And there's there's a section called Personal Stress Assessment. And I have a feeling that your view on stress is really important plays a major role in one's health. Is that right?
Absolutely. Top of the list.
Okay. So, for example, I'm reading down, I'm at page 130 of this book, and it's dietary stress. And you have a table, if you will, of foods and the amount of stress in terms of points awarded to these typical stressors, dietary stressors. For example, sugar added to food or drink, 1 point per 5 tablespoons. Coke or a can of soda or candy bar, banana split, commercial milkshake or sundae, 5 points. White flour, you know, wheat, white bread, spaghetti, 5 points. Heavy salt user, you know, table salt regularly, at least twice a day, 10 points. And then you go into eating out, meaning going to a restaurant. If you eat out 2 to 4 times a week, that's 3 points. 5 to 10 times a week is 6 points. More than 10 times a week, 10 points. So this chart, this table, really shows you how bad things are that people don't even think are bad. For example, water, drinking water. If it's chlorinated, just chlorinated, it's 1 point of stress. If it's chlorinated and fluoridated, it's 2 points. If you live within 10 miles of a city of 500,000 people or more, it's 10 points. if you live in a country, live in the countryside, but use pesticides and herbicides and chemical fertilizer, 10 points. And then, of course, there's chemical stresses like antidepressants, tranquilizers, sleeping pills, pain relievers. Nicotine's a big one. 3 to 10 cigarettes a day, 5 points. 40 cigarettes a day or more, 40 points. Alcohol consumption, you know. So, Dr. Shilley, can you share with us your thoughts about, and there's a personal subtotal. So you add up all these points and you get to a subtotal. I've taken this when I had my consultation with you. I filled out a survey about me regarding stressors. What is the relationship between these stressors, I mean the chemical, the food, etc., life stressors, and health? Is there a relationship that you can share with our class?
Unequivocally, if you have 20 or more points, you're bound to have some kind of problem. A lot of people have 60. And, you know, it's a stressful lifestyle.
You know, one of the questions, I'm going from memory, is the number of teeth a person has. You know, when they fill out this questionnaire regarding their health prior to your consultation. What is the relationship with the number of teeth and your consultation? How does that factor in and why, Dr. Shilley?
Well, you, obviously, most food needs to be chewed if it's not totally liquid. And if you don't have the teeth, you don't chew it well.
Okay, so we're talking about so that affects a couple things. One, it affects the types of food that are consumed, and the first part of digestion is the chewing and the chewing and the chewing and the mixing with the saliva, and we'll call it the first stage of digestion, right?
Right.
So without chewing and without that mixing of saliva, a person is at a detriment in terms of consuming or absorbing the nutrition.
Absolutely.
Then you have on page 133, class, this is Energy Medicine, Dr. Shilley's book, Norman Shilley, M.D. If you'd like to, Dr. Shilley, is this available on your website? I didn't check this morning.
I think so.
Okay. If not, it's Amazon, right? Okay, so this is one of Dr. Shilley's many, many books. Then there's let's go back to 132, page 132, physical stress. So if you're underweight by more than 10 pounds, there's 5 points awarded for that. If you are overweight, 10 to 15 pounds, there's 5 pounds for that. So you really need to be the right weight, according to Dr. Shilley's chart. But if you're more than 40 pounds overweight, you get 40 points. That's like smoking 40 cigarettes a day, Dr. Shilley.
Yep. Dangerous.
And then there's the one that we can all avoid. Work stress. Just don't go to work. which I have done that. I mean, I haven't been to work in a long time. But if you sit most of the day, 3 points. If you're an industrial factory worker, 3 points. Overnight travel more than once a week, 5 points. If you work more than 50 hours a week, 2 points per hour over 50. If you have varying shifts, 10 points. Work the night shift, 5 points. Dr. Shilley, varying work shifts, 10 points. That's a pretty significant contributor to stress, according to your table and chart. Why is it that varying work shifts is such a high-ranking contributor to physical stress?
Major upset in diurnal rhythm. You have a normal rhythm of sleep and being awake, etc. And when you distract that or dishonor that, it's very stressful. It's one of the most stressful things you do is to work very
Then you have an area that's called frustration at work. And I would think that most people who are not in business for themselves, who take direction from a boss, have frustration at work. And class, one of the sections in the book I'm writing is quotes and phrases. And one of them is, and it's regarding bosses, you know, the guy that tells you what to do. And this is from me. This is something that I wrote many, many decades ago. And that is, how did that guy get so far on so little, make so much, and stay so long? And that... And what I meant by that, how did that guy get so far? How did that guy rise to the position he's in right now? On so little, meaning not so smart. Make so much, meaning got paid more than he should. Stay so long, he's still there. So how did that guy get so far on so little, make so much, and stay so long? And that would be under frustration at work. Then marital status, you know. If you're happy, you don't get any points for being happily married. But if you're unhappy, you get 5 points of stress for being unhappy. And then if you're unmarried over 30, you get just as many points, 5 points, for being unmarried at over 30 as being married and unhappy. Could you address that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, yes. People who are married happily are much healthier than people who are unmarried. Unmarried people often have personality problems.
Yeah. And I understand that years ago I read about priests, and priests don't live as long as the average married guy. Huh. Yep. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm just delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, just as an aside, I've been thinking that I'd like to put the band back together. And do you think the time is right for a, not quite the expo in size and scope that we did before with, you know, the thousands of people, but a smaller expo right here at the farm where we build a building that could have maybe a couple hundred people in kind of like a nice clean barn where we'd have seminars and teaching and show and tell and teach about the preparedness lifestyle, the farming lifestyle. And I was wondering if you think that today's climate with the genocide would prevent us from being able to have a safe type of a preparedness school, if you will. What are your thoughts about that, Dr.
Well, I think there are enough people who are common sense, yes. Mm-hmm. The people who attend are the ones who need it less than the ones who won't attend, but...
Yeah. So do you think we could pull off, having... A lot of it would be outside, talking about, raising the fish, raising the animals... hay, machinery, automotive shop, solar, a lot of walking around the farm and then having a discussion before the class. And this would be the kind of thing that might be a weekend, where people would come for like a Saturday and a Sunday, just a couple hundred at the most. Not real big like we used to, but just not the people who are thinking about it, but the people who have committed prior to becoming really independent or serious about it. Those are the only types that I'm interested in working with. Your thoughts about pulling that off? You've been to the farm and we'd be doing show and tell, walking and seeing and feeling and touching and that kind of a thing.
I think it's much needed these days.
Okay. Okay. And, of course, the invitation is extended to you should, your schedule line up and you want to present, teach, etc. We'd love to have you. I haven't fleshed it all out. I'm working on that right now. So here's something that we were talking about with Bert Bertonis on Friday, and that is the 5G rollout. I'm very concerned about 5G, but here's what I've been able to uncover. There's a technology. The problem with 5G is how do you power these transmitters, and how far? They only go like 100 feet or so, or 100, 200 feet. That's the distance that the effective range of 5G is really short. And so the question is, how do you power all these transmitters? Unfortunately, it's been figured out. And that is to use the light poles or the street lights, the posts that have electric lighting on the streets, and they are spaced at about 170 feet apart on average. And there's electric power, AC power, that goes up to power the lights. And for the last 55 years, they've been using a socket for the light bulb. It's a pinned socket, kind of like, not quite a screw-in socket like our electric light bulbs in our homes, but the Edison socket. It's called a C136 socket. All they have to do is put a little adapter between the light bulb and the socket, and then this adapter would have power leads coming off 120 volts, and they can power their 5G transmitters. And the 5G transmitters can be bolted right on top, like a shoebox-type device, right on top of the pole, you know, the arm of the pole for that supports the light. Unfortunately, that's the proposal. And AT&T is working on it right now. And there's a company that is making this technology happen. I'm sorry to say that there are 360 million light posts in the world right now. Dr. Shuley, based on that, and every 170 feet or so in cities all across the United States, actually all across the world, are you concerned?
It's why I won't live in a city. Period.
Right. Right. Class, you will not be able to escape this. If you walk on the sidewalk, if you drive on the streets, you will be bathed in 5G frequencies. Dr. Shuley, what are your thoughts about what 5G can do to the body?
Destroy it. Kill it.
Slowly?
Oh, yeah. Probably double speed.
Okay, so reduce the life expectancy from, let's say, 75 to 37 and a half? Is that what we're talking about?
Possibly.
Pretty scary stuff, right, class? That's where we are. That's where we are. And it's happening right in front of us. And Elon Musk, with his proposed 20,000 satellites, so you can all watch movies on your wristwatch, it's insanity. I believe that Elon Musk is one of the most dangerous people on the planet today. And many people think he's a hero. Dr. Shuley, thank you so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to next week's class. Monday with Dr. Shuley.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Shuley, I love you. Thank you so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.